Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right, all right, all right. So yesterday I did a blog post about change and the C's and D's of change. Now, I don't want to get into too much of that yet. I want to talk to you about success. So this is kind of like a follow-up to that blog post. So everybody is looking to achieve success, whether that's in your health, whether that's in your mindset, whether that's in your spiritualism, whatever it may look like for you, everybody is trying to achieve success. Success is a mindset, though. If you truly think about it, the successful people in this world are successful because their mindset believes that they are successful. You can have people with millions of dollars who feel successful and are successful, and then you can have people who are living paycheck to paycheck, living with their partners and their children, and they're successful because that's how they feel successful. Success is not how much money you have. It's not the amount of items that you have. It's not your lifestyle. Success is completely based on your mindset. If you believe that you're successful, you will be successful. If you believe that you aren't successful or that you're a failure or that you're unworthy, that is what you're going to manifest in your life. Your success is completely and utterly based on your own mindset. Now, if you're not feeling successful, if you're not feeling like you're being productive enough or that you're not bringing enough income or that you're not living your ideal relationship, whatever your success looks like for you, you're the only one who can change that. You're the only one who can make the necessary changes, identify what it is that you want in your life, and get your butt in gear and move forward. That's your change. That's how you're going to succeed, is by changing what you're doing, changing your mindset, and moving forward. There's a lot of business coaches that I've worked with and followed, and I'm in various different boss babes and boss mom groups. And in all of them, I see women posting very similar things. They're posting about their own personal stories. They're posting about, you know, how can you do this? And working with various different business coaches, I hear very similar things. Your story sells your product. Your vulnerability sells your service. You're selling your energy and you're selling your connection and you're selling all of these things. And that's how you'll be successful. Well, I realized that your success is not based on what you're posting. Your success isn't based on how much money you're making. Your success is based on your own mindset. For me, I'm successful in my business because I love what I do. I love being able to help others. I love being able to help you change your mindset so that you can live your spiritually aligned life. That is my success, is helping others in a way that is also helping me. Success. Now, there are other parts to success and there's other parts to mindset, but we're going to go into those C's and D's of change now. So commitment, committing to your decision, committing to the change that you want to make, concentration, making sure that you're making time for that. You're making the effort to put your focus on what you need to be doing. Compassion, having compassion for yourself, having compassion for the people around you, having compassion for your own journey. Consistency. Now, this is a big one because not everybody's going to have moments where you don't feel like showing up. Maybe you don't feel like posting that post. Maybe you don't feel like taking that course that one day out of the week. Maybe you don't feel like doing something. But being consistent in your thought processes, being consistent in showing up, and being consistent on what you want. Yes, it can change, but being consistent throughout that change. Determination, being determined to get what you want no matter what. Dedication, you're doing this for you. That change that you're hoping for, that success that you're hoping for, that comes from you. The drive, you have to have the drive. If you're not emotionally driven to get what you want or to do the things that you need to do to change, it's not going to happen. Demand. You need to demand yourself to show up. This goes hand in hand with consistency. You need to be consistent, but you need to demand yourself that change, because you are the only person who is going to be able to change your life. Now, we get to the next one. The very last one, and my most important one out of all of them, is the connection. You need that mind-body connection. When you start to connect to your mind and you start connect to your body, you start connecting to your spirit, you start building that self-awareness. Because it's not just your spirit that tells you what to do. It's not just your mind that tells you what to do. And it's not that just your body. All of those things, your spirit, your body, and your energy, or your spirit, body, and mind, plus a little bit of your energy, all of those things are giving you messages every day. They're giving you messages on where you can go to succeed, what you truly want to succeed out of life, what your truest desires are, what your gifts and abilities are. Your spirit, body, mind connection is one of the greatest things that you can achieve, because it brings you into alignment. In alignment. Because that is what we're all striving for. We're all striving for that ideal, perfect alignment. Maybe not so much perfect, because I don't believe in perfect, but we're all striving to get somewhere. And the only way to get there is to start changing. You have to change your beliefs. You have to change your body. You have to change your connection to spirit, because changing all of those to fit the mold of what you want now. And that connection will change as you grow. As you grow, as you gain more knowledge, those unaligned beliefs, they may become aligned. Those aligned beliefs may become unaligned. It really all depends where you are in your life, your connection to your body. Change your connection to your body. If you don't love your body right now, change it. Change your mindset. Love your body. Give your body healthy foods. Give your body the exercise and the attention that it needs. Give it the love that it needs, regardless of where it's at right now. Find the beauty and the love in your body, in your mindset, in your connection to your divine self, your energetic life force, the universe, whatever it is. Find your alignment. Find what you truly want. Create that change and find the success in every step of your life. Even if you failed, even if you've done things that you may regret, those are stepping stones to bring you to your learning lessons, to your alignment, and the life that you truly crave. And the only person who can create your own spiritually aligned life is you. You need to make the changes. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.